Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News. We're here at the Broadcast Center right now. It is 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. We are reaching a global audience as well. And we do get feedback from folks all around the globe, which is wonderful. It's wonderful to know that we are touching people in various locales and zip codes all over this wonderful globe of ours, and we appreciate the feedback as well. We also appreciate the amazing guests that we seek out and celebrate and showcase here on CUTV News Radio Live. These are amazing people who, as I always say, one of the phrases that I use is making our world a better place, because they are. Individually, when you listen to the episodes of CUTV News Radio Live, you hear people who have stories to share and lives to share and experiences to share with wisdom and perspective and new ways of looking at things and getting over trials and tribulations and reaching pinnacles of success in their fields of endeavor. Somebody who has covered all of those bases is one of my favorites, and her name is Loretta Harrington. And if you're joining us for the very first time, oh boy, you've missed a lot. Where have you been? Go back in our archives, because we do archive every episode, and we have for many, many, many years, of all the broadcasts of CUTV News Radio on our websites and social media, as well as on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio as well. So there's multiple platforms. Our guests also upload them on their websites and their social media as well. Now, if you have been following along, then you know that Loretta Harrington wrote this phenomenal memoir called Peace of Soul Through the Heart, A Soul's Journey, which follows the instant and very, very deep connection of two soulmates reunited in this lifetime. That is Loretta and Zura. It's an amazing connection, and he revealed himself as her beloved father lay dying. He was a strong-willed young healthcare assistant, and they've become lifelong dear friends. And we've had a couple of episodes back, Zura live on air with us, and it was an amazing interview as he shared his perspective and his story and his feelings about this lifelong connection that has been made, almost like a reigniting, because again, they're soulmates. The book is so beautifully and passionately written. Easy to read. It is something that you end up picking up again and again. And what I have said to many, many people on air and off is this particular book is something that really gets you thinking. It isn't just a story about Loretta's life and her experience as it is. It also gets you looking in the mirror at your own and thinking about those people and those experiences and that tingle that you would get sometimes when you come across somebody where you feel like there's some connection that's deeper than just, hey, hi, and hello. And this book sort of brings all of that to the forefront, and it really ignites the juices to get you to want to explore some more. So in a way, even though it's a deep emotional story that Loretta has shared in her book, it's also sort of like a teaching tool in a way, because you might pick up various elements of the way she's written this book and stories that she shares about her interaction with Zura and everything that was going on in her life at the time and since. And you may identify with a lot of it as well. That's one of the great things about what Loretta offers. It isn't just this book. She isn't just an author. She has a wealth of experience in many, many, many different genres of work. I mean, she's 25 years in government, corporate, and nonprofit experience, business and organizational leadership, human capital management, business development and corporate outreach, government affairs and relations, project management as well. So she's been in the thick of a lot of incredible things. She's the wife of a retired Marine Corps colonel who I've actually had the honor and pleasure of breaking bread with, a phenomenal gentleman. She's, as I said, a former government executive, small business owner, and she really is an old soul with a youthful spirit. And she had the good fortune to live in Japan, to travel abroad extensively as well. And her work with diverse cultures in the United States and overseas has really gifted her with life experiences, which she's been sharing here exclusively on CU TV News Radio. And she's been opening up, and it's been a transformational experience for her doing this with us and also writing that book. And these life experiences are unlike any others, and she's really viewing the world with a global lens. She develops emotional bonds with her friends and gravitates towards people who share her values. Now, Loretta believes life is not arbitrary. Everything happens for a reason on many levels that may not be clear at the time. We are very honored again to welcome her back to CU TV News Radio as we are continuing our exclusive series with us. I encourage you to do something very important as well. And that is go to her website. Now, we're going to reference the website a lot today because it is a phenomenal, freshly updated website, rich with information, media, blogs, a description and bio on her, her book, and so much more, press releases, as well as I mentioned, the blog. And we're going to talk about some of that today. But first, let's welcome Loretta Harrington back to CU TV News Radio Live as we continue this amazing conversation. Loretta, welcome back to CU TV News Radio. It is always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Jim, and thanks for the invitation to talk with you again today and talk more about these life events and experiences and teaching tools that we can share with your audience. So I'm pleased to be back.
You are very, very welcome. You know, you have a lot of wonderful blogs that you have put together, and I've been looking through all of them, and I've read all of them in preparation for the actual production today in the live episode. One of the ones that really stands out, because it really, I think, is a phenomenal tribute to your father, is Call to Duty. Tell us about why you felt compelled at this time, and this one you had just published, so it's fresh, you know, hot off the press, and then we can go back in time with them, but the most recent, if people haven't checked out, LorettaHarrington.me, is Call to Duty. When you decided to really, and that's a beautiful picture of your dad there, it's really a stunning shot of him, folks will see it on the website. When you decided, I need to do this, I want to do this, and I want to share this with the world on my website, in the blog, what was your thought? What was your hope people would get from that?
Well, my hope, Jim, is that people would understand that we're called to do things that we don't necessarily want to do. We don't necessarily have the skills or the expertise to do, but it is a call of duty, and I felt pulled to take care of Dad in his last remaining days, because I've been separated from my family for many, many years, because you mentioned my husband's a retired Marine colonel, and we traveled a lot abroad and in the United States. So I didn't have the experience of growing up and staying in the same neighborhood or city in the Philadelphia area that most do. When I got married, I left, and was fortunate enough to get back to the Commonwealth of Virginia, not far, 3-hour drive on infamous I-95 North. And I decided that when I left government, Dad needed me. And life with life in my family has its ups and downs, along with others who have experiences with family members. And it wasn't always easy. It was a bit rocky. And having said that, I saw his health was failing, and I saw my siblings struggle. I just had this voice that said, "Loretta, go home. It's time to go home. There's a reason for this." And I did. And I traveled up to the Philadelphia area for 3 months. I left on a Monday morning, came back on a Friday afternoon. My siblings took care of Dad the weekend. But he asked all of us not to put him in a nursing facility, and I honored that request. And the call to duty was strong. His call to duty to serve in World War II, enlisting at age 17, protect the country was, I mean, it's a fact. That's what he did. He spent 5 years at sea in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Very unusual for anyone in the Navy to serve in both theaters. But that was his call to duty. We had been attacked, and he said, that's it, I'm putting on the uniform. And in a way, I did the same thing to serve him in his last remaining days. And part of my call to duty, of course, is being married to a Marine who I saw put on his uniform every single day with pride and respect, and never knowing what was that day was going to bring. And it certainly brought a lot of life experiences unlike anyone else's. So the call to duty was strong. I didn't know about taking care of my dad. He was very frail. But I just decided that every day I would, when I was up there, I'd get up, I'd see him, feed him, change him in many ways. It was a humbling experience. And for anyone that is faced with taking care of a parent or someone else that's terminally ill in their family, it truly takes every bit of your energy. It's draining, quite frankly. And I wanted people to understand that when it's over, when it's done, and I will share this with your audience. I don't quite say it like this in the book, but there's a time when you want it to be over, and you're finished with what you set out to do. But that is the time that God chooses, not anyone else. And there were days when I'd look at him and his labored breathing and thinking, maybe it's today he'll be released from this world. Well, he was on March 19th, 2009. And that call to duty also led to another path that I chose to follow. And you mentioned Zora in the introduction. And that call to duty today still exists because this young man came to the United States. I suppose his call to duty was to come here and to do the best he could with the opportunities presented to him, coming from a former Soviet Union country of Georgia, living under communism. So it is that call to duty that still stays with me today. And I look at that where anyone that asks me for guidance or sharing some of my experiences in industry and private sector in the nonprofit world, to share with them what I've learned. And I try to impart, especially with government individuals, employees, that is their call to duty. And if they choose one day not to fulfill that call to duty, then it's incumbent upon them to leave and to find another calling. So I wrestled a little bit with this blog, Jim, because it is so personal, so intimate. And now that I have said it publicly on the blog and with you this morning, this is what I'm charged to do. This is my soul. This is the work that I find myself doing now. And I got a call yesterday from a woman who saw my CUTV News interview, went on my website, and she called me because she is in this same realm as we are, a bit of metaphysical world as well. And we had a wonderful conversation. So this whole experience is opening up even more opportunities to advance and excel and to expand my thinking and the thinking of others. And I think back and said, if I said no to Zora after my dad's death, which means I don't want we don't have a need to see each other anymore. Your job is done. You helped me tremendously. Was there with me when Dad passed on. If I said no, just think, I wouldn't have this conversation with you today. I wouldn't be sharing my life experiences in business and personally with the audience today to get them to think, well, this is something to think about. I hadn't thought about this before. I have classmates from my hometown who read my book who, in fact, did take care of a parent and did struggle with it and did have, frankly, a lot of tense days with siblings because we were all looking at this from a different perspective. And the one thing my husband said to me all along, he said, do not get into arguments with your sister and brother. They see it differently than you do. Respect what they want to do with Dad and leave it be. And that was sound advice. And that's what I followed during the caretaking days. And, you know, the hard work kind of begins after the death. Sorting out and satisfying the conditions of the will and trying to read into what we really thought Dad wanted done. And that was also a call to duty because it was my duty to smooth it out with my sister and brother, work with them, help them in every way I could to close out his affairs, which took well over a year, and his was a fairly straightforward process. But for those that have complicated affairs to sort out, it lasts much longer. So that's why I wrote that blog. That's why you see Dad's photo, because it's just touches me. And before Dad passed away, he and I had a wonderful conversation several months before he passed away, where he came to me and he said, I want you to know that it wasn't always easy. I should have supported you more. I should have helped you more along the way. And we were standing at my grandmother's grave at the time. I'm named after her. And I said, Dad, you did the best you could. And he said, no, I could have done more. You went out on your own. You put yourself through the university. You worked hard. I just should have done more to support you. And pretty emotional. And you just, there's a time to forgive, Jim. And that was the time to forgive. And so when the call came from my family, they said, you need to help us out. I said, sure. Now, keep in mind, I just finished 8 really hard years working at the executive level for a president, and I was quite frankly looking forward to a little R&R, a little rest and recuperation, but it wasn't meant to be. So that's where you found my car on I-95 North for 3 months traveling from the D.C. area.
Yeah, absolutely. Really is a very moving and emotional. I think just from my own observations of you, having known you for quite some time now in various iterations and meeting you personally and interviewing you on radio and with the TV video interviews and even chatting, you know, socially as well, all of this has profoundly transformed and changed you in ways that probably you didn't even realize would. You've tapped into elements, and I say this because there might be people listening who are experiencing something very similar at the moment. They can't put their finger on what it is. There's something that is occurring within them, and they're able to release, they're able to tap into their authentic self, they're able to bring up aspects of themselves that maybe they haven't been able to earlier in life, and perhaps maybe there's elements of themselves that are now being expanded upon and that are growing and are beautiful elements of themselves. So they're listening to your story and the way you're sharing it so eloquently, but also so deeply, not only in the book, but just in chatting on the air. And for you, how would you really describe all of this and who Loretta Harrington is now versus who Loretta Harrington was the day you first saw Zura, and all the things that have happened since, career, family, your father, everything, everything you've done with us, I mean, just this whole ball of wax. How is Loretta Harrington different versus the way she was prior? And what are some of the things you've discovered about yourself? I'm sure one of them is resilience, but there may be a wealth of other things you've discovered about yourself that are the icing on the cake, the gravy, the residual effect of all of these things that have happened in your life.
Well, my self-discovery...
I love the way you took that deep breath, too. Right? That means a lot, yeah.
You know, my self-discovery journey has been enlightening. And it has opened up a lot of things in my own character that I have evaluated, that I've looked at. I would say that I'm not as quick to judge as I once was. I have certainly developed far more patience with people, especially with folks that I see going down the wrong road and trying to steer them in a different direction. But they have to have their life lessons as well as I had mine. I would say that I looked deeper into who I am, and I've discovered that I have an imprint on my soul that has been with me since the day I was born, that has moved me in this direction, moved me to write the book, moved me to discuss these deeply personal experiences, and I've become far more wise, looking at every experience through the lens of how can this help me advance who I am as a human being, and how has these experiences helped me advance to help others, to mentor others, to have a few extra minutes. We're in a fast-paced society. And so the self-discovery has been, okay, let's take a deep breath. Let's put things in perspective. Let's not move at warp speed all the time. Let's get it right. And for me, it's ethics, Jim. It's ethics in my personal life. It's ethics in my business life. It's doing what is right and doing it to the best of our ability and leaving it and saying, I did what I could, and I leave the rest up to spirit, for example, or the other forces in the universe. And not holding on to the negativity. Can you imagine if I held on to what my father said to me that day at the cemetery, and what it would be like to hold on to that, and taking care of him at the end of his life? I couldn't have done it. I would have been too angry.
Right.
And we hear the same trite expression, life is too short. Well, it really is. This is not a dress rehearsal, and you know what dress rehearsals are all about. Take two, take three. You can say you're sorry. Of course you can do that and move forward. And this is why I am being very careful with how I mentor Zura and watching him mature as a man now with a family, and watching him explore different things. This country has so much opportunity that it's almost overwhelming for an immigrant. And for Zura, it was overwhelming. And he would say, wow, it's almost like I don't know what to do. It's like candy. I don't know what candy bar to buy next. And
all these things and opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah. fantastic things. It can be overwhelming.
Yeah. So the path that I chose in these last 9 years, I've had no regrets. I have looked back on every single one of my life experiences that helped formed me to whom I am today and to what I message that I want to impart. That's why I started the blog. Called to Duty. Where does my inspiration come from? I've had that question asked to me time and again. Trust your gut, your intuition. What if you come across someone and you feel a strong connection? Don't be so dismissive. It could be someone like it has been, and as I've talked in my book about a soul from my past connection. And one of the things that Zora would say to me, why not? Why not? Let's just do it. Why not? And I followed his bit of advice as well. And all of this takes place in corporate life, in business, in our personal life. We don't operate in a vacuum. Social media has brought the world closer together, not all of it good, but it's there. It's something that we've embraced, latched onto, and then it's all too easy to lose sight and look at ourselves and say, okay, well, what more is there? Well, that's a subject of another blog that I have, and that's the message that I'm putting out for anyone who cares to read it, to view it, to call me, to talk about it. And that's why these radio interviews are so enjoyable for me, Jim, because we're reaching a far wider audience than I can in my world here in Northern Virginia, in the shadow of Washington, D.C., where we have so much spin going on. So much
that's
stuff.
Right.
It's just a lot of stuff.
yeah, absolutely. And what's really great about your story, and as everything I've said, and I encourage people to read the blogs, there's other blogs there as well that are really, really important. Where does your inspiration come from? Trust your intuition. Mentor someone you learn from, goals and objectives. Some of them we've talked about here on the broadcast series. But when you create them, we've only got about 3 minutes left. But I know you're very excited because you're excited to share these blogs with the audience and with your viewers who are reading all of them on your new and freshly updated website. And I got to tell you, the website looks spectacular, very professionally done, beautifully done, and I encourage folks to go there. You're hearing from somebody who is sharing so much about herself in a way, folks, that if you are considering taking a look at your life and some of the experiences you've had, Loretta is somebody who can also, walk the path with you. She is an expert. She is a wonderful mentor. She's like a consultant, a coach. I mean, she's got a wealth of experience in many other areas as well, at some of the highest levels of government and business. So, but yet at the same time, even with that wealth of high-level experience, as you can hear, she's warm, she's real, she's authentic, she's empathetic, she's affable, she's approachable. And you can be both things. You can be in high-level positions, and you can be a warm, approachable person who listens and who cares. That's our guest, Loretta. Loretta, thanks so much for joining us here on the program. It's always a pleasure. I encourage folks to go to the website, lorettaharrington.me. It's a phenomenal place to begin your journey. Also, the book, Peace of Soul Through the Heart of Soul's Journey, is available at Amazon.com. Loretta, you'll be back again, and we look forward to that the following week. Thanks for joining us on this episode and sharing so much of yourself with us. We really appreciate it, and it's always an honor.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Thank you very much.
You are very, very welcome. You have a wonderful week. We'll talk again next week. Our very special guest, Loretta Harrington. Isn't she amazing? She sure is. A real pleasure. Again, LorettaHarrington.me. Check out her blog, so much more. For all of us here, the entire team, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we wish you a terrific day on CUTV News Radio Live. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.